Interview with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for the series opener between the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm bringing you the call for Tuesday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Your Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, winners of 9 of their last 12, coming with a record of 34-29, and they look to continue their hot ways against the Modesto Nuts, a team that has played almost 500 baseball against them over the past 3 years. Modesto coming in with a record of 33-30. They are the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners. And these teams battle for the second time here at John Thurman Field this season. The Grizzlies and the Nuts split their six-game series last time these two teams met up here in Modesto. And the Grizzlies, though, since then have been playing really good baseball. Fresno winning Sunday night against the Inland Empire 66ers. They walked off on Inland Empire 9-8 in 11 innings Sunday night from Chukchansky Park. Skyler Messenger sent the electric Father's Day crowd home happy with a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the 11th. The Grizzlies enjoyed their fifth walk-off win of the season, second via long ball. That was on June 9th versus Lake Elsinore with a Ryan Ritter shot in the 11th. Fresno relished another series victory. They ended their homestand at 9-3. The Grizzlies won their seventh consecutive Sunday contest and improved to 13-9 in one-run affairs with the 10-4 mark at home. It was Fresno's 11th comeback clause victory in the seventh inning or later, and the third time where the team erased three-plus deficits in the game. The Grizzlies moved to 4-1 in extras with a 3-0 mark at home, and they went 11 innings in all those three home wins. So the Grizzlies now trying to get back in track. They come here to Modesto and they give the ball to the left-hander in Caleb Franzen, who is 2-1, a 4.09 ERA. The 12th round draft pick out of Portland last year, he gets the nod. He's been fantastic over his past couple of starts. His most recent start, 6 innings of one-run baseball. And he will be countered by Modesto's strong right-hander, Michael Morales, who comes in with a record of 3-2, a 4.23 ERA. This is the third time the Grizzlies have seen Morales. They will see him again twice in this series as 5 guys in a rotation for Modesto, so we'll see Morales possibly again on Sunday. So a great matchup between Franzen and Morales as the Grizzlies and Nuts get set for game one of this six-game series. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, and we talked about the recent surge of your Grizzlies and how enjoyable it's been watching Skyler Messenger and Ryan Ritter grow. We also talked about the resurgence of A.J. Andrews Jr. We also talked about Jamari Baylor's Player of the Week honors and what Trevor Burmeister likes to do in his spare time. We come back right after the break. We'll have that interview with Trevor Burmeister. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansky Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. Thanks for joining me.
Nice to be here. I just want to say one thing. Last time you interviewed me and it aired, we were in the midst of a very poor offensive streak. So I hope this time we're still rolling and hitting the ball hard.
That's exactly what I want to start with. We've been hitting the ball hard lately, a couple walk-off wins. Can you tell the excitement that you have felt after the past couple of walk-offs we've had, Ryan Ritter and Skyler Messenger?
it's just good to see guys progress and improve, you know, like, you know, you learn more about the guys as the season goes on, what works, what doesn't, what they need to really hone in on and be aware of every day in their prep work, of what they need to feel. That usually translates to the game. And both Ritt and Mess, you know, Mess has made a little bit of a swing change, which has been a really good thing for him. His misses have more of a chance, but he's also driving the ball and hitting the ball harder now. So it's just fun to be a part of that process with them. And then when it shows up on the field in a big moment like that, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
The team somehow, the stat that I always go back to, 37% of the Grizzlies' runs have scored in innings 7 through 9. Do you feel like that's part of the mentality, or do you feel like the guys are finally getting to the groove? What do you think?
I think it's just something that you kind of just naturally develop through the course of a season. I mean, we've always been willing to stay in the fight towards the end of the game, and, you know, it's been a really good part of this group that they don't give up pitches, they don't give up outs. Doesn't really matter what the score is, we're at least going to do what we can to try to get some traffic on base and then get the big hit. But it's just been kind of part of what's been going on this year, but it's been really exciting that you always feel like you have a chance even at the end of the game if the scoreboard is not your favorite at that point.
You know, a big thing too is a lot of guys are working counts. Bryant Betancourt on Sunday, 3 walks, a hit by pitch. Guys are getting on base without having that big hit. How big is that for you as a hitting coach?
Oh, huge. You got to value the walk. Good hitters walk, especially with Betancourt. Like early on in the season, he wasn't walking a lot at all. He was just being a little bit too over aggressive on pitches that he felt like he could hit, but they're not the best to hit, you know. So he's been a lot better, and he puts the work in the cage too, of just trying to manage the strike zone a little bit more, and it's starting to pay off. He's been walking a lot, which has been really good to see.
And as you said, you know, a lot of really close games, a lot of one-run wins too, and usually in close games, guys get a little bit tired or maybe take a swing that they shouldn't too, but is your philosophy maybe making guys being a little bit more comfortable at the plate?
For us, it's just keep hitting. You know, we have the information of what the pitchers have, you know, but we try to simplify it, keep it as simple as we can. But for us, it's just like, you just keep hitting, you know, keep competing. And, you know, I think the guys have done a really good job of that. We've had some, more importantly, some guys that have really showed what that looks like, where, you know, it doesn't matter. For me, and like also, I always try to think of it, it's like, I treat it like it's a 0-0 game. Like whether the scoreboard is in our favor, if it's not in our favor, our job is always to create offense, get guys on, get the big hit, move guys when we have to. You know, so hopefully our guys have really embraced that, and I think they have, where it's just keep grinding away, keep hitting, keep creating offense no matter what the scoreboard says.
And we've had a couple Player of the Weeks this year, including in the first week he was here, Jamari Baylor. Do you feel like you get a little bit of credit for that kind of stuff?
Zero. Especially with Baylor, I mean, that was his first week here. I was just getting to know the guy. So, you know, when they get here, I get a little bit of information from where they previously were, but the big part for me in Baylor's case was just to kind of sit back and watch him and learn about him. You know, and they challenged him in the strike zone. He was ready. He had some really good short, simple swings. There's a lot of juice in the bat, and he took advantage of it. You know, Ritt, I've been with Ritt a lot longer, and he's come a long way where he's learned not just to be a swinger now, a really talented swinger, but he's turning himself into an actual hitter, and it's showing up a lot on the field. And you know, keeping him dedicated to his process and the things he needs to feel and continue to work on has been really good, and you're starting to see more consistency out of him.
And a guy who I've also seen a lot of consistency of is the former Fresno State Bulldog EJ Andrews Jr., right?
Absolutely. I've known EJ a little bit longer too, just because when I was in the ACL last, or when he got drafted, I was in the ACL, so I got to spend some time with him. For him, it's just about keeping it simple, keeping his swing short. There's a lot of juice in that bat, and always reminding him how little he has to do to hit the ball a mile. And I've seen that with him more so probably like the last 3 weeks or so, where whether he's getting jammed up at the plate, which is not always a bad thing, but he's really dedicating himself to being really short and simple with his swings and just valuing more the bat-to-ball contact over everything else.
And then, Burn, last thing I have for you, you know, when you're not at the field, you're a hardworking guy, but what do you like to do off the field?
Well, I'm a very simple guy. I like movies, I like TV shows, I like to relax. When I'm back home, spend a lot of time with my dogs, Bobo and Nash, but obviously they're not here right now, they're back home, but not too much. I'm pretty easy to please, so I value taking care of my body, getting my rest so I can feel my best self by the time we get back to it on Tuesday.
Well, Berm, as you said, let's keep this offense going. Let's keep getting some W's. Thanks for joining me on the pregame.
Appreciate it.
And we thank hitting coach of the Grizzlies, Trevor Burmeister, for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk some baseball with the Grizzlies hitting coach, Trevor Burmeister. Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts, the single affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners, getting ready for battle. The Fresno Grizzlies at 34-29, 5 games back. They are second place in the California League Northern Division standings, while the Modesto Nuts, 33-30, they're 6 games back, third place in the California League Northern Division standings, just 1 game behind the Fresno Grizzlies. These two teams have split their first 6 games this year, and we get set for our second meeting here at John Thurman Field. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come with a record of 34-29, as we just said, the single affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Here's the starting lineup for Fresno. Leadoff and playing right field, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting second, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the DH, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguerin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. It's time for the National Anthem.
National Anthem. Performing tonight's national anthem is Priscilla Velasquez.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say doth that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
A great national anthem to get us set for baseball here in John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. Again, let's do the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 34-29. They are in second place in the California League Northern Division standings, 5 games behind the San Jose Giants. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his starting lineup presented by Toyota. Lead off for the first time in right field, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting second, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the DH, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguerin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen, a 2-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. For the Modesto Nuts, they're under manager Zach Vinci, who's in his first season. They are 33-30, 6 games back, third place in the California League Northern Division standings. Here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 39, Michael Arroyo. Batting second, the second baseman, number 21, Cole Young. Batting third will be the left fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth in right field, number 4, Gabriel Gonzalez. Batting fifth will be the catcher, number 10, Tatum Levins. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 3, Miguel Perez. Batting eighth, the DH, number 14, Justin Levy. Batting ninth, the third baseman, number 44, Brett Rodriguez. And the starting pitcher, number 9, Michael Morales, who will work from the full windup against Parker Kelly, who leads off for the first time this season for the Grizzlies. Parker Kelly batting 234, one homer, 10 RBI. Morales from the full windup. Here comes his first pitch, and it's outside, and we are underway here at John Thurman Field. One ball, no strikes. 7.05 p.m. for first pitch. Here comes the 1-0 to Kelly, and he takes a pitch outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Again, right on 7.05 p.m. this evening. 2 balls, no strikes for Michael Morales. A 3-2 record, a 4.23 ERA. Here comes the 2-0. Kelly, fly ball to left field, and it is caught. No, it gets away from the left fielder and Davis. This will go to the wall, and Kelly's looking for 3. He is in there. Parker Kelly is in there at third base. It is an error by the left fielder. And so just like that, Kelly is on. It is an error by the left fielder and Colin Davis. So a runner at third, nobody down. And here comes Andy Perez. A beautiful 78 degrees, by the way, at first pitch. Clear skies. 13-mile-per-hour winds out to left field. As the first pitch to Andy Perez is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Infield is in here for Modesto. Perez 0-6 on Sunday. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez. And a check swing. Did he go around? No, says the home plate umpire in Spencer Kim. Over on the bases is Evan Anderson. As the count is 1-1, Kelly leads from third. As here comes the next pitch, and Perez ground ball goes foul down the right field line. The count now at 1-2. So Parker Kelly reaches on a fielding error by left fielder Colin Davis. So a runner at third. Nobody down here in the top of the first inning. As here comes the 1-2 to Andy Perez. And Perez up. Big pop-up. This is going to go into shallow center field. Who's it going to be? It's the shortstop in Arroyo making the play. So nice play right there as Arroyo crossing over from that second base back into shallow center field makes the play. Perez is retired, and here comes one of the most dangerous hitters in the California League in Ryan Ritter. One out now. Runner at third still. Infield still in for Modesto. Outfield now will back up just a little bit. Ryan Ritter, tons of power. Here's the pitch from Morales. A breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0. As we said, 78 degrees at first pitch. Clear skies, 13-mile-per-hour winds out to left field. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales to Ryan Ritter. And he takes a ball low. And the count now at 2-0. Runner at third is Parker Kelly. He reached on a fielding error by Colin Davis and left. So he's at third. Andy Perez popped up, so one out here in the top of the first. Here comes the 2-0. And Ritter, line drive, base hit to left field. 1-0 Grizzlies. Ryan Ritter is 48th RBI of the season. And just like that, Fresno's on top. So Ryan Ritter continues to pound the baseball. First hit for Fresno. First run as well. That will be unearned for the time being. As here comes Jomari Baylor, one out runner at first. Baylor batting 333. Here comes a pitch from Morales, and Baylor takes a pitch inside. The count at 1-0. So Ryan Ritter picking up his 48th RBI of the season. That is second place in the California League among all hitters. Here comes the 1-0 to Baylor. Baylor, a big hat, comes up empty. And the count at 1-1. Baylor trying to take that ball out to left field. So one ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the first. 1-0 Fresno up on Modesto. Here comes the 1-1. And that is outside, and a fake throw down to first base by Levin's the catcher. The count now at 2-1 to Jamari Baylor. Third time the Grizzlies have seen Morales this season. One of the best pitchers last year in the California League, returning for another year to get some more work. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play for the third baseman. The throw over to second, now to first, and it is not in time. Ritter is out at second, though. Brett Rodriguez over to Cole Young at second. So Baylor reaches on the fielder's choice. Goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice now. Two outs. And here's Bryant Betancourt with a runner at first. Bryant Betancourt on Sunday, 0-1, three walks and a hit by pitch. He's become a very patient hitter at the plate. Batting .226, here comes the first pitch. And Betancourt takes a strike. And the count at 0-1. As Bryant Betancourt now trying to continue this inning for Fresno. They lead 1-0. Here comes the 0-1. A check on Baylor, and they got him at first. Baylor was taking his secondary lead, and he was caught right there to end the inning. But the Grizzlies score a run off the RBI single from Ryan Ritter. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MLB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto, as Michael Arroyo will lead things off against the left-hander in Caleb Franzen. Franzen will work from the full windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fastball high, and the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, they're in their gray uniforms tonight, gray pants, gray jerseys. They're in their black caps with the red bill. As the 1-0 is outside, the count now at 2-0. Fresno ran across the front of that gray jersey in red and black. Here comes a 2-0 from Franzen, and it's fouled off by Arroyo. The count now at 2-1. Modesto, they're wearing their white jerseys this evening. White pants, white jerseys. They have nuts ran across the front. As that ball is lined to left field, a base hit. This is cut off by the left fielder. Arroyo looking for two. The throw is offline, and Arroyo has a leadoff double. So Arroyo starts his evening with a double, and just like that, a runner in scoring position for Cole Young. Yes, here's Cole Young now. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and it's high and inside. And the count at 1-0. So Modesto in the white jerseys this evening. They're wearing their black caps with the black bill. The Modesto Nut logo on top of that black cap. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count now at 2-0, and Franzen falling behind here to Cole Young, a mound visit by catcher Cody Huff. So a quick little mound visit. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here comes the 2-0. It's outside. The count now at 3-0. And here in the bottom of the first, we'd like to thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-0. It is low to Young. Ball four. Modesto now two runners on. With nobody out, and here comes the left fielder in Colin Davis. So a walk issued to Cole Young. So now first and second, nobody down. Colin Davis to the dish. Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. As Caleb Franzen will come set. Here comes the pitch, and that is lifted high in the air. This is playable for the second baseman in Gene Perez, and he will make the catch for the first out of the game. Or first out for Fresno. It's one out now as here comes Gabriel Gonzalez. The right fielder has been on a tear for Modesto ever since these two teams met up last time here at John Thurman Field. Gonzalez batting .342, 5 homers, 38 RBI, and .897 OPS. Here comes the first pitch from Franzen, and that ball is lifted into the first base side. Brian Bettencourt near the line will make the play. That was actually near the netting, and a nice play right there by Bettencourt. And now two outs as here comes Tatum Levins with two quick outs now. Great pitch from Caleb Franzen coming right at these Modesto hitters. Tatum Levins batting .281. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike in the count at 0-1 from Caleb Franzen. Runners at first and second. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Fresno over Modesto. Here comes the next pitch, and it is outside. Good location there from Franzen, and the count at 1-1. Here comes the 1-1, and it is outside, and the count now at 2-0. Two balls, one strike. Franzen again will come set. Here comes his 2-1. And a ground ball to Bettencourt. The backhand by Bettencourt. The throw to first. And it is in time. Franzen covering the bag. He makes the catch and that ends the inning. After two base runners reach, the Grizzlies stop the Nuts from scoring. We head to the top of the second inning. 1-0 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. Brian Bencourt back to the plate against the right-hander in Michael Morales. Here comes the first pitch, and Bencourt, a little blooper, and it's caught by the second baseman and Cole Young for the out. So just like that, one out as here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. Michael Morales is 6'2", 205 pounds, 20 years old, born on August 13th, 2002. Morales is from Enola, Pennsylvania, and was a third-round draft pick by the Mariners back in 2021. Here comes the pitch, and that is a little ground ball down the third baseline, and it goes foul. And the count at no balls and a strike. And Michael Morales, as we said, his second season with Modesto. Last year was one of the best pitchers in the California League, a very strong young prospect. He's back with the club for his second season. They love, highly regarded in Michael Morales. Michael Morales now we'll battle Jesus Bugarin. One out. Count is 0-1 to him. Here comes the 0-1. And that swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2 to Jesus Bugarin. Morales making his 12th start. 3-2, a 4.23 ERA. Went to East Pennsboro High School in Enola, Pennsylvania. And again, only 20 years old. Here comes the 0-2 from Morales. And a high chopper to the shortstop. Arroyo, the throw to first in time for the out. 6-3, and Bugarin is retired. And here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. Morales enters the season ranked as the Mariners' number 20 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. He tied a career high with 9 strikeouts in a no decision against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes on June 8th. That was 2 starts ago. Here's the pitch. A called strike to Cody Huff. The count at 0-1. But in his last outing, Morales allowed 7 earned runs over 1 1/3 innings against the Visalia Rawhide. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. The count now at 1-1. He allowed 5 hits and 4 walks, struck out 2. And that was just over 44 pitches. Here comes the 1-1 from Morales, way outside. And the count at 2-1. From Michael Morales. Strong right-hander. We'll see him twice in this series. The Grizzlies, on May 21st, scored 5 runs against him. As that is a ground ball and it goes foul. And we'll do it again. That was over 4 innings of work on May 21st. And on May 16th, in 6 innings of work, allowed 3 earned runs on 8 hits and 1 walk. Now the Grizzlies won that game on Sunday, where he allowed those 5 earned runs. As here comes the 2-2 to Huff. It's outside. The count at 3-2. But Morales, A no decision in both games. The right-hander, a student of the game, according to a lot of scouts and a lot of players and media members who see Morales throw. As here comes the 3-2, and that is low. No! Called strike three down in the zone. Huff was throwing his bat towards the plate. Instead, he is rung up on strikes. That will end the top of the second. We head to the bottom half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0. Fresno leads Modesto. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Ground ball to the second baseman, Gene Perez. He bobbles it just for a second, picks it back up to throw to first in time, and it gets Milcar Perez to lead off the bottom of the second inning. So it goes 4-3 as here comes Miguel Perez now with one out. And again, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. First pitch to Miguel Perez is fouled off. The count at no balls and a strike from Caleb Franzen here in the bottom of the second inning. As here comes the 0-1 from Franzen to Perez. And the pitch is in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. And the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies and the Nuts battling here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0. Fresno leads Modesto. Here comes the 1-1. That pitch is inside. And the count now at 2-2. As Franzen again, quickly to the plate. Here's the 2-1. It's high. The count at 3-3 from the left-hander in Caleb Franzen. 6'3", 200 pounds. Franzen is 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. As the 3-1 is low, and that is a one-out walk. So Perez will reach on the second walk issued by Franzen. And here comes the DH in Justin Levy. As he will battle Caleb Franzen. Franzen just had a birthday just 10 days ago, making him 22 years old. A 12th round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of the University of Portland. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. It's high. The count of 1-0, and Franzen Control's been an issue so far here early. 22 pitches, only 9 strikes. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count now at 1-1. Good pitch there from Franzen. Clips the outside part of the plate. Franzen will come set. Here comes the 1-1, and it swung on and missed. That looked like the breaking ball from Franzen, and the count at 1-2. Franzen, 3 pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. Coming in with a 2-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. Here comes the 1-2, and it is just outside as Huff trying to get a call right there. And the count now at 2-2. Good pitch right there from Franzen. As the runner at first, and Perez leads off. Here comes the pitch, and it's a chopper. And that will get through to left field, a base hit. Here comes the throw to third now as Perez is heading there, and he's there safely. Miguel Perez was on his horse right there. He gets to third base. And all of a sudden, moving up to second is Levy on the throw to third. So I believe that's a single advance on the throw. Second hit either way of the game for Modesto. So second and third with one out. Here's Brett Rodriguez. So Brett Rodriguez now a chance to give Modesto an early lead. Here comes the pitch, and that is in the dirt. The count at 1-0. It is a single for Justin Levy. So now second and third with one out. The Grizzlies infield playing back. They will give up the run for an out as that pitch is swung on and missed. Rodriguez was looking to bring that ball about 500 feet to left field. The count now at 1-1. Franzen will come set. Here comes the 1-1. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch from Franzen on the inside part of the plate. And the count now at 1-2. Fastball at 91 on the hands of Rodriguez. Rodriguez just behind on that one. Franzen looking for a big punch out. Here comes the 1-2. And it's just outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tough strike zone from Spencer Kim so far. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed inside and low. And Rodriguez is out. A second big out of the inning. First strikeout for Franzen. And here comes Michael Arroyo, who doubled in his first at-bat. So second and third with 2 outs. Michael Arroyo to the dish. Arroyo making his home debut. Here's the pitch. And that is inside and low in the count at 1-0. Franzen trying to nip the corners here. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a line drive to left field. Coming in hard and diving and making the catch is Jake Snyder. What a play from the 25-year-old to end the inning. Again, Franzen leaves 2 runners on as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the third inning, 1-0. Fresno leads Modesto as Jake Snyder, who just made a great catch in the bottom of the second inning, will stride to the plate for his first at-bat. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As the first pitch to Jake Snyder is cut on and missed, the count at 0-1. And Manco Abbott, Lou Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes the 0-1 as Snyder takes another strike. And the count quickly 0-2. Snyder, 3-for-4, a double, a pair of RBI, a pair of runs, and a pair of stolen bases on Sunday's win against Inland Empire. Here's the pitch and a ground ball to the right side. The second baseman and Young makes the play over, and Snyder is retired. Goes 4-3 as here comes the second baseman in Gene Perez. So Snyder picked up 4 career highs against Inland Empire on Sunday. Will bounce out for the first out here in the third inning. And now Gene Perez, who is one of his 2 homers here in Modesto this season. Here's the first pitch and a swing and a miss on a slider on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Morales. As here comes the 0-1. And Perez again, swing and a miss. And the count at 0-2. Good pitch right there from Morales and Perez. And both times, swinging out of his shoes. So count now at no balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the 0-2. And it swung on a miss. Right back to the slider. And Perez is out on strikes. 2 strikeouts now for Morales. 2 outs in the inning. And here comes the right fielder in Parker Kelly, who in his first at-bat, lined one to the left fielder in Colin Davis. Davis was ruled an error for him as Kelly got to third base. He would eventually score on a Ryan Rader RBI single. As the first pitch to Kelly is a called strike on the inside part of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Kelly leading off for the first time this season. As here comes the 0-1. And Kelly, a ground ball, softly hit. Cole Young gobbles it up over to first in time, and Michael Morales has another 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the Valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0, Fresno leads Modesto. The Grizzlies, winners of 9 of the last 12, after a walk-off win in 11 innings Sunday night at Chuck Chansey Park against the Inland Empire 66ers. Fresno playing really good baseball right now at 34-29 as Cole Young will stride to the plate against Caleb Franzen. But the Grizzlies have won 7 straight Sunday contests, and now here on a Tuesday, the Grizzlies looking to continue their strong efforts. Fresno now 13-9 in one-run affairs, and currently it's 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the third, as that's a called strike to Cole Young. The count at 0-1. Young walked in his first plate appearance. Here comes the 0-1 from Caleb Franzen. It's outside, and the count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts starting a 6-game series tonight here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-1. A ground ball is going to get past the diving efforts of Gene Perez. Base hit to right field, and Cole Young has reached base twice. His first hit of the evening. 3 hits now for the Nuts, as here comes the left fielder in Colin Davis. This is the second of 5 regular season series between the clubs in 2023, and the second meeting here at John Thurman Field. In 3 years, the Grizzlies have won 28 of the 55 overall matchups between the teams since the squads became part of the same conference or same league. That's a fly ball to left field. That goes in the corner. Extra bases for Davis. Up against the wall, Snyder. Here comes the throw to the plate from Ritter. It is on the money, but just late. And Cole Young scores. Colin Davis, the RBI double, and we are tied at 1. So Cole Young scores on the Colin Davis RBI double to left field. And just like that, we are tied at 1. Here comes right fielder Gabriel Gonzalez now. But again, the Grizzlies have won 28 of the 55 matchups against the Nuts since the squads became a part of the same league for the first time since 1988. At that time, Modesto was affiliated with the Oakland Athletics and were named the A's, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns, playing independently. Now, the Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and they were with the Rockies prior to their affiliation with the Mariners. Fly ball to right center field. This is playable. It's going to be the right fielder and Kelly making the play. Up to third now goes Davis. F9 for the first out. And now here's Tatum Levins with a runner at third and only 1 down. So the Grizzlies, they're now, of course, partnered with the Colorado Rockies. So 2 organizations. So both teams affiliated with the Rockies at some point in their history. As the first pitch from Franzen is a called strike to Levins. The count at 0-1. Parker Kelly, the right fielder, making that last play. The infield now in for Fresno in a 1-1 game. Here's the pitch. Ground ball softly hit, goes foul down the right field line. And the count at 0-2. Modesto and Fresno are 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car, following the California 99 route. And that's a little blooper in a right field. It gets down. Base hit. This will score a run. And Modesto has a 2-1 lead. Tatum Levins, the RBI single to right field. That scores Colin Davis. And just like that, it's 2-1 Modesto. Third hit of the inning, second run allowed by Caleb Franzen. And here comes Milcar Perez with 1 now and a runner at first. But the two cities, as we said, 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car. About an hour and 32 minutes or so apart from one another if you drive nonstop. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. The halfway point between both cities is Planada, California. Here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-0 from Franzen. And line drive, and it gets past Ryan Ritter at short in a center field. Another hit. Milcar Perez's first hit of the game. 4 hits this inning now for Modesto. Levin's up to second, and here comes Miguel Perez, who walked in his first at-bat.
Ritter couldn't get there off the bat of Milcar Perez. 98 miles per hour. So now the runners at first and second with one out. And here's Miguel Perez. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. So right now, we have four Perezes on the diamond. The third baseman, Andy Perez. The second baseman, Gene Perez for Fresno. Over at first, that's a fly ball to right field. Parker Kelly racing back. He has room. He will make the play for the second out. Up to third base goes Levins. So Miguel Perez is out. And then Milcar Perez was the runner at first. So we had four Perezes on the field at that point of the game. So two outs now. And here comes Justin Levy, first and third with two outs. Levy a single in his first at bat. As Modesto has a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. It's low and the count at 1-0. From Caleb Franzen. But four Perezes on the field is pretty special. Here comes the 1-0. And it's fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. Justin Levy, an infielder, 5'10", 205 pounds, 25 years old from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Here's the 1-1 outside, and the count now at 2-1. Friends in long inning so far here in the third. Four hits for Modesto in the frame. Two runs have already scored. Here comes the next pitch from Franzen, and it's fouled off. And just like that, Franzen going to try to get out of the inning with two strikes on Levy, who's 1-for-1 in tonight's contest. Runners at first and third with two outs. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball sharply hit to the shortstop. Ritter, he will go the short way to second. And that will retire Milcar Perez at second base. That ends the inning, but not before Modesto scores two runs on four hits. We have the top of the fourth, 2-1. Nuts lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the fourth inning, it is 2-1, Modesto over Fresno. As Andy Perez will lead things off against the right-hander in Michael Morales. Here comes the first pitch to Perez. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Andy Perez from the right-hander in Michael Morales, who's 20 years old, 6'2", 205 pounds. Here's the 0-1 and a bunt attempt, and Perez bringing it back now. The count at 1-1. Here in the top of the fourth inning at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-1. And another bunt attempt, and it's laid off. And the count at 2-1. Here at John Thurman Field. 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Michael Morales, and it's swung on and missed on the inside part of the plate. And the count at 2-2. Perez going after that one. I don't know if he hurt himself initially on that swing. And the count now at 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off. And the count now at 2-2. The team split their first 6 games here at John Thurman Field. That was just over a month ago. Fresno winning the series finale 13-8. As here comes the 2-2, breaking ball high, and the count at 3-2. In that 13-8 game, Robbie Martin had 3 triples, tying a Grizzlies franchise, or 3 doubles, excuse me, 3 doubles, tying a franchise record. As here comes the 3-2, and Perez takes outside ball 4. That was super close, but Perez will draw the leadoff walk. First walk issued by Morales. And here comes the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Ritter, an RBI single back in the first. But the reason why I bring up Robbie Martin in that last game was 3 doubles, of course, tying a franchise record. Well, Robbie Martin was just promoted to High A Spokane earlier today. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside to Ritter. The count at 1-0. So Robbie Martin, congratulations. He is up to High A Spokane. While former Fresno Grizzly outfielder Yonkil Fernandez promoted to Double-A Hartford. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales. And it's a high-skied fly ball out to shallow left field. Who's it going to be? It's the left fielder in Davis coming on. And he retires Ritter for the first out of the fourth. Perez back to first base. As here comes Jamari Baylor. So Robbie Martin promoted to High A Spokane. Well, the Grizzlies adding an outfielder, Daniel Amaral. Or Amaral, I guess you could pronounce it. I'll have to ask him his pronunciation. Here comes the first pitch to Jamari Baylor. Long pause from Morales. Here's the pitch, and it hits Baylor. And I think that either hit the wrist or the hand of Baylor. He will reach base. Perez up to second. Baylor now will reach first base on the hit by pitch. He's had 3 of them over the past week. So now first and second. Apparently, he is going back to first base. Okay, so did Baylor not get hit by a pitch? I guess it's a foul ball. As the count is at 0-1. So no hit by pitch. Here comes the 0-1 and a check on Perez. He's back safely. So I guess that was a foul ball according to the home plate umpire and Spencer Kim. As here comes the 0-1 from Michael Morales. And it is inside but called a strike and it's 0-2. So Baylor now quickly behind in the count. So no balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Morales, and it's a ground ball. This could be 2-6-4-3, a double play. Well, that turned from first to second to 2 outs, and that will end the fourth. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1. Modesto leads Fresno. Caleb Franzen against Brett Rodriguez as the first pitch is inside. The count of 1-0. We got an answer, by the way, on that Jamari Baylor possible hit by pitch. He was actually leaning into the pitch, according to the home plate umpire. So he was actually brought back initially. He was hit by the pitch, but apparently he leaned into it. So count is 1-1 now to Brett Rodriguez. Here comes the next pitch from Caleb Franzen. It's outside. The count now at 2-1. From the left-hander in Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 2-1. And it swung on a miss. The count now at 2-2. We were talking about the transaction that the Grizzlies had today. Outfielder Daniel Amaral joining the Grizzlies from the ACL Rockies, a 26-year-old former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand. Here comes the 2-2. Fly ball, that is going to go foul and out of play. The count remains at 2-2. And Amaral has a good baseball history to him. Here comes the 2-2. As that's a fly ball into center field. This is Bouguereau coming in, and he will make the catch for the first out. Rodriguez retired. First out of the inning, as here comes Michael Arroyo, 1-for-2 in this contest. So Amaral's dad is a current Baltimore Orioles scout after playing in the Seattle Mariners organization and also the Cincinnati Reds. As the pitch is swung and a miss by Arroyo, the count at 0-1. But here comes the 0-1, and it's going to hit Arroyo. So Franzen beans Arroyo right there. It is a hit by pitch, one out runner at first for Cole Young. But Amaral, as we said, big family history, so of course his dad being a former Mariners and Red Scout, that was what makes it interesting. We're facing the Mariners tonight, so he joins as well. Well, his dad played with my dad, Pat Rice, back in the Mariners system in AAA Calgary, the Cannons organization, back in the day. So a little bit of some connection with the new Fresno Grizzly outfielder. Amaral, 6 feet, 190 pounds, 26 years old, the second Long Beach, California-born product, joining E.J. Andrews, Jr. Here comes the 0-1 from Franzen and Young. It's outside. The count of 1-1. So glad to have Daniel on board. And congratulations to Robbie Martin on the promotion. Here comes the 1-1, and it is a called strike, and the count now at 1-2 to Cole Young. Our score 2-1 Modesto here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Franzen looking for a strikeout of a very dangerous Cole Young. Here comes the 1-2. And Young, a little pop-up. This is going towards the Grizzlies. Dug on the third base side. And Perez could not make the play. It bounced off the wall. And Steve Solis is going to come argue. Steve Solis wanted to make sure it hit the netting. He's saying that his glove was the reason that it hit the netting. And apparently Steve Solis is not going to win that argument. The count now at 1-2. So Caleb Franzen back to work now. Almost a great play from Andy Perez near that netting on the third base side. Yes, here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball to Betancourt. Betancourt looking for two, and he did not make it. It bounces off the runner in a shallow center. This will advance him to third. And all of a sudden, what could have been a double play is now runners at first and third with one out. Young reaches, I believe it was on the air on Betancourt. Michael Arroyo will head to third. So now first and third with one out. And here comes Colin Davis, who is an RBI double and a run. So not the way the Grizzlies drew that one up. And if you're Betancourt in hindsight, you should just tag the base and allow Arroyo just to go to second. Here comes the first pitch. It's in the dirt. The count of 1-0. That ball where Betancourt fielded it was going to be a tough throw because of the angle where he had to go at. Betancourt could have just tagged first base where he was just a couple feet away. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count now at 0-2 here to Colin Davis. From Caleb Franzen, who's making his second appearance against Modesto, his first start. No record, a 27.11 ERA against Modesto. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. As Franzen now looks in, he'll come set. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball out to right field. Parker Kelly racing over. He will make the catch. This is deep enough to score the run. And it is a run for Modesto. 3-1 as Colin Davis picks up the sacrifice fly. As Cole Young will stay at first base, Michael Arroyo coming in to score. And just like that, another run. By the way, they're saying that it was a missed catch error by shortstop Ryan Ritter, so it is E6, by the way, instead of the throw from Betancourt. Franzen now, first pitch is high to Gonzalez, and they count it 1-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Here comes the 1-0. It's in the dirt. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. To Gonzalez, who's 0-2 this evening. From Caleb Franzen. As we said, his second appearance against these Modesto Nuts. That's a fly ball. That's going to hit a gap right here. Extra bases for Gonzalez. Rounding third and scoring is Cole Young. Looking for three is Gonzalez. He is there. And it's 4-1 Modesto. Gonzalez, an RBI triple with two outs. That scores Cole Young. And it's now 4-1. First hit of the inning, second run as well. As here comes Tatum Levins now. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Runner at third with two outs. 4-1, Modesto. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. As Franzen so far. Here comes the 0-1. It's high. The count at 1-1. Franzen's allowed 7 hits so far, tying his career high. And his last outing had a career high in innings with 6. Here's the pitch. It is outside, and the count at 2-1. Tight strike zone from home plate umpire Spencer Kim. But Franzen tonight, a little bit of some trouble facing Modesto. His 2 worst games this year in terms of earned runs have come against these Modesto nuts as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-2. Allowed 5 runs in relief on May 16th. And now has allowed 4 runs tonight. Other than that, 3 runs or less in every start for Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 2-2. And a fly ball out to center field. Bugarin racing over, and he is there to end the inning. But Modesto scores 2 more runs. They lead 4-1. We have the 5th inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 5th inning, 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Brian Bettencourt will lead things off against Michael Morales. Bettencourt 0-for-1 today. Here's the pitch, and he takes the pitch inside. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is fouled off by Bettencourt, the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. We're in the top of the 5th inning, and we'd like to thank, again, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2, and Bettencourt, he went around. Called strike 3 from home plate umpire Spencer Kim. And that's the 3rd strikeout now for Morales. And here comes Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-for-1. And that pitch, in my opinion, was not even close to the plate. A check swing. Bettencourt maybe went around on the check swing. Here comes the pitch, and it's high. The count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively. Scored back in the 1st inning. Scoreless since. Here comes the pitch. And Bugarin lifts one out to center field. This is playable for the center fielder in Perez for the 2nd out. And here comes Cody Huff with 2 away. Huff 0-for-1. He struck out in his 1st at bat. So Cody Huff now to the plate. Stanford product, one of the 8 teams that reached the College World Series, now down to 4 in the College World Series. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff. It's outside. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Cody Huff. And it's outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes to Huff. Jake Snyder awaits on deck. Here comes the 2-0. And it is on the inside part of the plate. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. As the Grizzlies trying to find something against Michael Morales. Third time they have faced him this year. Here comes the pitch. And a base hit! Almost a diving play by the shortstop Arroyo. Lunged after it and he just came up empty. As that's a base hit for Cody Huff. He has a 2-out single. Second hit for Fresno. As here comes Jake Snyder grounded out in his first at-bat. As the Grizzlies trying to get back into this one. We've seen it plenty of times this season, though. It's a long way to go. Here comes the pitch to Snyder, and he flies one out to center field, and not even moving is Miguel Perez. That ends the inning. The Grizzlies go down harmlessly. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1. The Nuts lead the Grizzlies. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the bottom of the fifth. As here comes the 2-0 now to Perez from Caleb Franzen. Ground ball to the shortstop Ritter. The long throw in time. And Perez is retired. So Milcar Perez is out. And here comes Miguel Perez. Goes 6-3. And now here comes Miguel Perez. 0-1 with a walk. From the lefty and Caleb Franzen. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1. Modesto leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and a fly ball to left field, and I think Perez just missed it as Snyder's near the wall, and he will make the catch. So two outs now is that ball, first pitch hack by Perez out to deep left field, but Snyder is there, and here comes Justin Levy now, 1-2. Caleb Franzen, second professional season with the Rockies organization. A University of Portland product, 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. Franzen appearing in his 11th game, 10th start, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-1 to Levy. Franzen on the road, his 5th outing overall, a 6.27 ERA. Here comes the pitch, and it is right in there for a strike. The count now at 1-2. As Franzen looking for a 1-2-3 frame, here comes the pitch. And it's a ground ball, and it goes foul. And we'll do it again with the same count. But Franzen, this year, besides that game against Modesto, has been very consistent. 5-6 innings pitched. Allows between 4-7 hits. Here comes the 1-2, and that is flown out to right field. Parker Kelly is there, and he will make the catch. Caleb Franzen has his first 1-2-3 inning. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies trail 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MLB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the sixth inning, 4-1. The Modesto Nuts lead the Fresno Grizzlies. Gene Perez will lead things off against Michael Morales. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good slider right there from Morales. Perez has just seen four sliders so far. Here comes the 0-1 from Morales. And it's lined into right field, a base hit. That ball was right there for Perez, who is on with the leadoff single. And Perez now 1-2. Third hit for the Grizzlies, as here comes Parker Kelly. Parker Kelly 0-2 with a run. He reached on an error back in the first inning. That was a line drive to the left fielder and Colin Davis. As he comes up to the plate, the Grizzlies trying to put something together here in the sixth. First pitch swung on and missed. Good location there for Morales to count it 0-1. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here. Here, John Thurman Field. Here comes the 0-1. And it is inside. The count of 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to get things going here. Of course, the 7 through 9 coming up for innings. As you heard on our pregame interview with Trevor Burmeister, the Grizzlies doing very well down the stretch when it comes to the games. Here comes the 1-1 from Morales. And Kelly takes a strike high in the count at 1-2. Kelly will take his time right here. The Grizzlies will be on the road for the next 2 weeks. 6 games in Modesto, 6 more in Stockton before coming home on July 4th to take on the San Jose Giants. Yes, here comes the 1-2, and that is a line drive to left field. A base hit. Perez will scamper to third. Parker Kelly looking for extra bases, and the Grizzlies now runners at second and third with nobody down. So Kelly with the double right there. Gene Perez to third. Back-to-back hits for Fresno, and here comes Andy Perez with nobody out. But on July 4th, will be Independence Day, 4th of July fireworks extravaganza at Chukchansey Park, presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Here's the pitch to Perez, and that is a line drive backhand by the second baseman, Cole Young. The dig at first in time, but that scores Perez, and the Grizzlies have cut it to 4-2. Kelly to third on the ground out by Perez. A score for Gene Perez, so Andy Perez. It goes 4-3. Does pick up the RBI. So run scored. One out. Runner at third for Ryan Ritter, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. So Perez ground out sharply to the second baseman, Cole Young. Here's the pitch to Ritter outside. The count at 1-0. So Perez retired, Gene Perez scoring. Lots of Perez's in this one. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales to Ritter. And Ritter takes the ball low. The count at 2-0. So as we said, it will be a 4th of July fireworks extravaganza. A six-game series starting on the 4th of July against the San Jose Giants. Grab your tickets now. They're going fast. FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the pitch to Ritter. It's low. The count at 3 balls and no strikes. You also can get your tickets by giving us a call, 559-320-4487, or come on down to the Chukchansey Park box office. Here comes the pitch to Ritter, and it's a strike, and the count at 3-1. Runner at third, one out here in the sixth inning. 4-2, Modesto leads Fresno. Ryan Ritter is one of the two Grizzlies RBI. Here comes the 3-1, and Ritter fly ball goes foul, and the count now full as Jamari Baylor awaits on deck. Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Ritter sits among the top three of the California League hitting leaderboard in six different categories. Leads the California League in total bases. Here comes the 3-2, and Ritter fly ball to right field. This is going to be playable for the right fielder, Gonzalez. The catch is made, and here comes the throw to the plate. It is in time, and he is out. And now we have a skirmish at the plate. As Parker Kelly ran into the catcher, both teams have come out onto the field. Parker Kelly didn't slide. He ran into the catcher. No one happy with that one. Both teams have now come out. They are talking. Kelly, I believe, is out at the plate. He did not slide. And I hope everyone gets back right here. Just words exchanged among both teams. No punches thrown. But these teams have seen a lot of each other. They'll see a lot more of each other for the rest of the season. I think everybody is okay as that will end the inning on the double play. The Grizzlies do not score. We will head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2 Modesto leads Fresno as Carlos Torres will take over on the bump for Caleb Franzen, who works five innings, allows seven hits, four runs all earned, two walks, one strikeout. He also hit a batter as Brett Rodriguez will lead things off against Carlos Torres. As both teams, I think, have quieted from their previous inning skirmish. As umpires are making sure all players are off the field before we start the bottom of the sixth inning. Still waiting. I don't know what's going on down there. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earned, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We're a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That pitch swung on and missed. The count now at no balls and two strikes as Torres is in the game for Franzen. Against Brett Rodriguez, who's 0 for 2. Here comes the pitch, and Torres gets a foul ball from Rodriguez on the inside part of the plate. The count remains at 0-2. Modesto leads 4-2 over Fresno here in the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies winners of 9 of their last 12. Here's the 0-2, and it is called strike three. He did go around on the check swing. Rodriguez is out. First out of the inning, first strikeout for Torres. Second strikeout overall for the Grizzlies. And here comes Michael Arroyo. Arroyo, 1-for-2, a double and a run scored. From Carlos Torres. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's inside. The count of 1-0. Torres is 6'4", 240 pounds. 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. A 20th-round draft pick in 2022 out of Lehigh University. Here comes the 1-0. It's in the dirt. The count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carlos Torres, big presence on the mound. Torres is appearing in his 19th game all out of the pen. A 3-1 record, a 6.85 ERA. Slow ground ball to the third baseman, Andy Perez, who comes charging in. The throw to first in time for the out. And two quick outs here for Torres. As here comes Cole Young, who has reached base 3 times. He has 2 runs scored as well. So Arroyo retired for the second out from Carlos Torres. Torres, a really good fastball. He said the biggest thing for him is adjusting to guys who can handle that fastball that can reach the mid-90s, as that is a fastball that just misses outside. The count at 1-0. Torres moved to the United States just before high school. Here comes the 1-0, and that is high. And the count at 2-0, went to a private academy in Pennsylvania. As here comes the 2-0 from Torres. And a fly ball in a shallow left field. Long run for a couple Grizzlies, and they will run out of room. And the count at 2-1. Torres went to Perkiomen School in Pennsburg, Pennsylvania. Has followed a similar path to Levi Stout, who used to pitch for the Modesto Nuts. Same high school, same college, and then both were drafted to the respective organizations. Now Stout in the red system. Here's the pitch, and again, a fly ball to left field. It goes foul. The count now at 2-2. And Torres really made a name for himself when he had a great summer performance with the Vermont Mountaineers to help his draft stock. 25 2/3 innings, a 2.49 ERA. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Carlos Torres, a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. We head to the seventh, the Grizzlies trail 4-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It is 4-2. Modesto leads Fresno. As Jamari Baylor will stride to the plate against the new Nuts pitcher, right-hander Yuri Tatis takes over. Tatis takes over from Michael Morales, who worked six innings, allowed four hits, two runs, one earned. One walk, he struck out three as the first pitch from Tatis is outside. The count at 1-1 and no strikes. So Morales in line for the win as here comes the next pitch to Baylor. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have scored 37% of their runs in innings 7-9. Here comes the 1-1 and it's outside and the count now at 2-1. The seventh inning has been the most productive for Fresno, 50 runs scoring. Here comes the pitch from Tatis, and it is low, and the count now at 3-1. If Baylor could get on, Brian Betancourt on deck. Good part of the Grizzlies lineup. Baylor, 0-2, here's the 3-1, and he takes a big hack, comes up empty. The count now full 3-2. From Tatis, who is 6'3". 175 pounds, 22 years old from the Dominican Republic, Monte Cristi. Signed as a free agent in 2017 by the Mariners. Here's the 3-2, and it's fouled off at the dish, and they'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Born on November 22nd, 2000. Pitched all last year with Modesto. Here comes the 3-2 again, and it swung on and missed, and Baylor down on strikes. Baylor now 0-for-3, first strikeout for Tatis, and here comes first baseman Brian Betancourt. Betancourt 0-for-2 with a strikeout as well. Stay tuned, we'll give you scores around the California League. A couple high-scoring affairs around the league today. Here comes the pitch. And Betancourt takes it low in the count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trying to come back in this one, they trail 4-2 here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch, and Betancourt fouls it off in the count now at 1-1. Jesus Bouguereau on deck. As the Grizzlies trying to win another one, winners of 9 of the last 12. Took 4 out of 6 from Inland Empire, 5 out of 6 from Lake Elsinore. Now facing the California League Northern Division again. Here's the 1-1 inside of Betancourt. He had to do a little bit of a dance to get out of the way. In the count now at 2-1. Betancourt only 19 years old. He's from Valencia, Venezuela. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and Betancourt inside again, and the count now at 3-1. Betancourt, good eye. He has 3 walks over his past 2 games. As here comes the 3-1 to Betancourt, and it's way outside his 4th walk in 2 games. A 1-out walk, 2nd walk issued by Modesto pitching, and here comes Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau 0-for-2. As he'll stride to the plate against Tatis. Here comes the first pitch from Tatis to Bouguereau. And he swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Good pitch out of the zone. Bouguereau, a big cut, comes up empty. The count at 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed inside part of the plate, and Bouguereau, more of a defensive hack there, tried not to get hit, and the count at 0-2. So he takes his time right here, making sure that he's good to go. I think that ball scared him more than anything that came in on the hands. It was 90 miles per hour with tons of movement. Bouguereau ready to go, again, a free swinger. Betancourt leads from first. Here's the 0-2 from Tatis. And he swings and misses on a slider, and Bouguereau was not close. 2nd out of the inning, and here comes Cody Huff. Huff 1-for-2, a single back in the 5th inning, and the Grizzlies again trying to put something together here in the 7th inning, trailing 4-2. An RBI single by Ritter in the 1st. A ground out by Andy Perez in the 6th. That's all they have this evening. Here comes the pitch to Huff, and it's low in the count at 1-0. So 1 ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff. And it is in there for a strike in the count at 1-1. Good pitch from Tatis. Fresno trails 4-2. Both teams cannot win the 1st half. The San Jose Giants have clinched the 1st half. Would love to continue winning. Gain some momentum for the 2nd half as that pitches away. The count at 2-1. The 1st half ends on Thursday. The 2nd half starts Friday here in Modesto. So these two teams will end their 1st half right here and start the 2nd half right here. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and Huff takes it low in the count at 3-1. Jake Snyder on deck. The Grizzlies being very cautious here in the 7th inning. A lot of pitches taken down in the zone especially. Here comes the 3-1 from Tatis. And that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Arroyo only played a first. The hard throw over in time. And that ends the inning. Time to stretch here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 4-2, Modesto leads Fresno. Colin Davis will take on Carlos Torres, who's back out for his second inning of work. Davis has two of the four RBI for Modesto, an RBI double and a run. He also has a sac fly. That was back in the fourth inning. Now here in the seventh, as the Nuts look to add on to their lead, while the Grizzlies and Torres trying to hold that, give their offense a chance with six outs remaining. Here comes the pitch from Torres. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's the next pitch. It's fouled off by Davis. The count at 2-1. That 1-0 pitch, by the way, went behind and over the head of Colin Davis. So the count is 2-1 to him right now. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, as Davis gets set once again. Here comes the 2-1 offering. And a line drive base hit to right field. Colin Davis continues to hit. Another single for him. As here comes Gabriel Gonzalez, who had an RBI triple back in the fourth inning. Eight hits now for Modesto. So here's Gonzalez now to the plate, as the Grizzlies trying to keep this deficit at two from Carlos Torres, who has worked multiple innings this year multiple times. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Carlos Torres at 94. Torres looks in once again. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball fouled off and the count at 0-2. Good pitch right there from Torres. It's the best breaking ball I've seen from him all season. 80 miles per hour down in the zone. Lots of bite to it. Old Torres throw here on the 0-2. And it is outside. The count at 1-2. Went right back to that breaking ball from Torres. Count at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Torres will come set. Here comes the 1-2. And a broken bat. This could be 2-1-6-3. A double play. Carlos Torres, a broken batty, showed off the leather over to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter gathered the ball at second. The quick throw to first, Betancourt staying on the base, and a double play. There was a lot going on there with the broken bat as well that went towards the third baseman, Perez. So two outs now, and here's Tatum Levin's 1-for-3. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. So Torres now looking for two innings of work. This would be big out of the bullpen if he can do so. Here comes the pitch. And a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. The count at 0-2. Good pitch again from Torres down in the zone. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Torres. And in the dirt, the count of 1-2. Torres going right back to that breaking ball. Trusting his catcher in Cody Huff. 85 on that breaking ball right there. Torres continuing to pitch here. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off by Levins. It remains at 1-2. In the eighth inning, will be 8-9-1 in the Fresno lineup. Fresno trying to get back in this one. Here comes the 1-2 from Torres. And a fly ball out to left center field. The Grizzlies had a little bit of a shift. Jake Snyder, back into his normal positioning, will make the catch. Carlos Torres, two great innings of relief so far. We head to the eighth inning. Grizzlies trail by two. Come on back. Let's see if the Grizzlies' comeback claws can come out. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the eighth inning, it is 4-2 Modesto over Fresno as Jake Snyder will stride to the plate against the new Modesto Nuts pitcher. Right-hander Nathaniel Garabitos takes over on the bump. Yuri Tatis, one scoreless inning, allowed one walk, he struck out two. And now to Garabitos, the hard-throwing right-hander who can touch triple digits. Here's the first pitch and a fastball outside. The count at 1-0, 97 to Jake Snyder, who is 0-2. Here comes the 1-0, and that is flown foul. And the count now at 1-1. It's time to give you scores around the California League. Let's talk about the game that just wrapped up as Rancho Cucamonga defeated Lake Elsinore as that pitch is inside. The count now at 2-1. Rancho Cucamonga beats Lake Elsinore 3-1. The Quakes have already clinched the Southern Division. Here comes a 2-1. High chopper. Tough play for Cole Young. He gobbles it up over to first in time. 4-3 as here comes Gene Perez. The win at Doolani is 1-0. The loss to Austin Crowby is 0-1. The save to Castro, his first. Lake Elsinore really quiet besides the Griffin Dorshing homer. That was all Lake Elsinore could get. Rancho Cucamonga had a pair of doubles. As the first pitch to Perez is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. 98 miles per hour on the gun. Second score in the California League. Let's go over to Inland Empire where the 66ers lead the Rawhide 11-3. Ground ball to the second baseman Young again over to first in time. Perez retired. Two outs now for Parker Kelly. So Inland Empire leads 11-3. Four runs in the third, three runs in the fourth, four runs in the fifth. Home run, the second of the year for Sanchez, Yadiel Sanchez. Nelson Rod also hit his second homer. Both guys hit their first at Chukchansey Park last week. But they have 13 hits total. Line drive, base hit, Parker Kelly to center field. Two-out single for Parker Kelly. He has reached base three times now from that leadoff spot. Five hits for Fresno. And here's Andy Perez with two outs and a runner at first. Inland Empire just continues to hit, though. Two hits by Rada, three hits by Ruiz. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on a miss by Perez. The count at 0-1. Two hits from Sanchez. He has three RBI. And Ronaldo Flores, two hits. Jeremy Rocho, three runs from the nine-hole spot. Here comes the 0-1, and that is called a strike. And the count at 0-2 as Perez will call time, and the Grizzlies dugout letting the umpire, Spencer Kim, know that that ball was inside. Counted 0-2. So Inland Empire leads 11-3. And finally Stockton all over San Jose 9-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Four runs in the second and four runs in the fourth. Here's the 0-2 to Perez, and he swings and misses. And that will end the inning. The Grizzlies still trail 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MLB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We are in the top, or the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 4-2. Modesto leading Fresno. As the new pitcher for the Grizzlies is right-hander Braxton Hyde. As here comes the first pitch to Perez, and it's outside. The count of 1-0. Carlos Torres, 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit. 2 Ks for him. Now to Braxton Hyde. Here comes the next pitch from the right-hander. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trail 4-2. Here comes the 1-1. It's outside. The count now at 2 balls and a strike. We're giving scores around the California League, finishing off in Stockton, where the Ports lead the Giants 9-1. That pitch in the dirt, the count at 3-1 now. Home run from Edward Mujica. Doubles from Colby Thomas and Brennan Malone. Colby Thomas doing a little bit of everything. 1-for-2, 2 RBI, 2 walks and a run. And Mujica also with 2 RBI as well. Derek Salome has 2 runs on 2 walks as that pitch is fouled off. The count full, 3-2. So Stockton all over San Jose in the 6th inning. 11-3, Inland Empire leads Visalia. Rancho Cucamonga leads or beat Lake Elsinore 3-1. As that pitch is fouled off, and we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Our score here, 4-2. Modesto leads Fresno here in the bottom of the 8th. Here in Modesto, California, at John Thurman Field. Game 1 of this 12-game road trip. Here's the 2-2. It's swung on and missed. Great pitch from Braxton Hyde, and down goes Perez. First K for Hyde. As here comes Miguel Perez as Milcar Perez struck out. It was 3-2, by the way, in that pitch. So now here's Miguel Perez, 0-for-2 with a walk. As he will stride to the plate, the Grizzlies will have 3-4-5 in their lineup in the 9th inning. First pitch from Hyde is inside. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to come back in this one. They were trailing in the 9th inning on Sunday. They trailed again in the 10th, and then trailing again in the 11th, and they won it. So this game's far from over. Takes a couple really good at-bats in the 9th inning. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Hyde, and it's a called strike. The count at 2-1. Good fastball there from Braxton Hyde. 6'3", 195 pounds, 22 years old from Liberal, Kansas. Here comes the next pitch from Hyde, and it is outside and high in the count at 3-1. Hyde was a 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 at a Butler Community College. From the Grizzlies to the Grizzlies. As here comes the 3-1, and it is a called strike, and the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braxton Hyde this year is appearing in his 16th game out of the pen. A 2-1 record, a 6.97 ERA. Good fastball from Braxton Hyde. Here comes the 3-2, and it is low, a 1-out walk to Perez. Second time he has walked, and here comes Justin Levy. Levy 1-for-3 with a single. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earned drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the 8th, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-1 to Levy, and it is outside. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike here on June 20th. Already halfway done with June, over halfway done with June. As here comes the 1-1 and a check on Perez back at first. Count remains at 1-1 from Braxton Hyde. Strong right-hander. Here comes the 1-1. And it is low in the count at 2-1. Good spot there from Hyde, just missing. There's the Grizzlies trying to win the opener of this road trip. The Grizzlies won their last 2 road games. Here comes the 2-1. It is called a strike, and the count at 2-2, and that might have been some help from catcher Cody Huff. Nice glove work right there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grizzlies trail by 2 runs. This season, 34 of the Grizzlies' 63 games have ended in 1 or 2 run affairs. As that is a base hit to center field. Rounding second, heading to third. Now up to second base. Here's the throw. It is late. And Justin Levy has a double. A one-out double as Perez up to third. Second to third with one out. And here's Brett Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. But now an opportunity to extend this advantage. And the Grizzlies, 54% of their games have ended in 1 or 2 run affairs. Fresno is 7-5 in 2 run affairs this season. Infield now in for Fresno. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, and that will scoot into center field. This will score 2. It's 6-2 nuts. Brett Rodriguez, a 2 RBI single. And just like that, that will extend the lead. So the 9-hole hitter, Brett Rodriguez, back up the box. Past the glove of Braxton Hyde. Perez scores. Levy scores. Rodriguez to first, all with one out. 2 runs on the second hit of the inning. And here comes Michael Arroyo with one out and a runner at first. So it's now 6-2 Modesto. They have extended their lead here. As now Braxton Hyde will come set. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. And the count of 1-0. So Rodriguez picks up 2 big RBIs. And the lead now a little bit tougher for Fresno in the ninth. Here comes the 1-0. And a foul ball to right field. And the count now at 1-1. From Braxton Hyde. Again, the Grizzlies will have 3, 4, 5 coming up in their lineup. The question is, who will they see in the ninth inning? Here's the 1-1, and that ball lifted foul. And the count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies coming off a walk-off win on Father's Day. They also had a walk-off win on Mother's Day. Skyler Messenger, the game winner on Sunday. As there goes the runner, that pitch is fouled off. They'll do it again at 1-2. Skyler Messenger, the 2-run homer in the 11th inning. The Grizzlies coming back to beat the 66ers. A team who's used for playing from behind. 11 comeback wins in the 7th inning or later this season. Here's the 1-2, and that ball fouled off again. So the count now at 1-2. Here at John Thurman Field, if you'd like to come on down and watch your Grizzlies, we'd love to see you. Here comes the 1-2. Outside, there goes the runner. The throw to second, and it goes into center field. Up to third base. Here comes the throw. It is late again. And Modesto now a runner at third with one out. Rodriguez stolen base. It goes E2. Up to third goes Rodriguez. One out, runner at third. Infield coming in for Fresno. As the count to Arroyo is now at 2-2. As Hyde now trying to stop the bleeding here in the 8th inning. Modesto, 2 big runs. Here's the pitch. It is low and the count now at 3-2. Cole Young awaits on deck. Here comes the next pitch, and it's outside, 4. Hyde loses Arroyo, but it does set up the double play. Second walk of the inning for Hyde. First and third with one out. Here's Cole Young. Cole Young has reached base 3 times. He has scored twice. And right now, if you're the Grizzlies, you would love a double play ball right here. And that's what they're going to play defensively as well. Fresno now two errors in this contest. Here's the pitch from Hyde. It is low. The count at 1-0. Braxton Hyde looked really good in that at bat against Milcar Perez, and now a walk, double, two RBI single, and another walk. Here's the 1-0, and that is low, and the count at 2-0. Action now in the Grizzlies' pen, as Fresno trying to keep this at a 6-2 deficit. Here comes the 2-0. And a fly ball to center field. This should be deep enough to score a run. Bugarin makes the catch in left center field. It does score a run. It's an RBI for Cole Young as Brett Rodriguez scores. It's 7-2. So big RBI right there as Rodriguez comes in to score the third run of the inning. And here comes Cole Young, or here comes Colin Davis. As Cole Young, the sacrifice fly right there. So Colin Davis now to the dish. He's done a little bit of everything. Two hits, two RBI, and a run. Seventh batter this inning. 7-2 Modesto. Runner at first with two outs. Here's the pitch and a fly ball. And it goes foul. And the count at 0-1. So now a five-run deficit for Fresno. So when Fran's in, then Torres, now Hyde. Here comes the 0-1, and that is high. And the count at 1-1. So 1-1. As the Grizzlies will be here for five more games tomorrow night, 7:05. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game, what to expect tomorrow. Here's the pitch, fly ball to right field. This is going to be in a foul territory and a souvenir for a young fan. You see a bunch of kids chasing after that baseball. The count at 1-2. The Grizzlies will return home on July 4th for the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza on Independence Day. Fireworks by Chukchansky Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. They are going fast. Here's the 1-2. It is outside. The count now at 2-2. Should be a great night at Chukchansky Park on July 4th as the San Jose Giants come into town. But 12 games before then, here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. So 2-2. As Hyde has allowed three runs already this inning. Here's the pitch. And it's up the middle, a base hit. Davis is on again, his third hit of the game. A single there, Arroyo up to second, the third hit of the inning. And here comes Gonzalez. Gonzalez, 1-for-4, an RBI triple back in the fourth. We'll see if this is it for Braxton Hyde. Steve Solis on the top step as Cody Huff going to go talk to his young pitcher. Braxton Hyde, that pitch down the zone. Great piece of hitting from Davis, who's now 3-for-4. Davis has hit very well against the Grizzlies this season. Had a grand slam earlier in the first series against Fresno. And that was on Sunday in that 13-8 game off of Ryan Rollison. As home plate umpire Spencer Kim coming to break up the mound visit. I wonder if that was just to buy more time as here comes Steve Solis. Exactly what we thought is that will do it for Braxton Hyde. He can't get out of the eighth. We'll have a pitching change right here at your chance, or at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Valley Live app, MLB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, Tyler Hoffman looking to get one out. 7-2 Modesto here in the eighth. They have scored three runs as the first pitch is fouled off from Gonzalez. The count at 0-1. Two outs, runners at first and second for Modesto. Braxton Hyde couldn't get out of the frame, and now Tyler Hoffman should try to get one out, the two-lane product. Here comes the 0-1 from Tyler Hoffman. And a pitch outside. The count at 1-1. Tyler Hoffman is 6 feet, 182 pounds. 23 years old from Mobile, Alabama. A 17th round draft pick in 2022. Here comes the 1-1. And it's fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. That ball went into the Grizzlies' dugout. And it bounced back out. So the count now at 1-2. Hoffman wears number 11 on the back of his gray jersey. As Fresno trails 7-2, a long eighth inning. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed as Hoffman elevated a fastball. And that will end the frame. We had the ninth. The Grizzlies have a lot of work to do. We'll head back right here. John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Bally Live app and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 7-2 as Juan Burgos will take over on the mound for Modesto and will take on 3-4-5 in the Grizzlies lineup. He'll start with Ryan Ritter, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. As the Grizzlies have a lot of work to do, it just takes one at a time. And we'll start with Ryan Ritter, who sits among the top three of the California League hitting leaderboard in six different categories. Ranks first in total bases, 117. Tied for first in homers, 14. Second in extra base hits, 29. Second in RBI, 47. Second in slugging percentage, 565. As here's the pitch to him, it's outside, the count at 1-0. And third in OPS at 941. All over the Conference League hitting leaderboard. Here comes the 1-0 to Ritter from Burgos. Winds and deals. It's outside. The count at 2-0. From the 6 feet, 175-pound Juan Burgos, 23 years old, from Santiago, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 2-0. And that is a line drive to center field. Just what the doctor ordered, one hit at a time, as Ritter has his second hit of the game, continues to pound the baseball. And he's got one third of the Grizzlies' hits tonight. 2 out of 6, as here comes Jamari Baylor, 0-for-3. Baylor struck out in his last at-bat. As here comes Baylor now. First pitch is a called strike. Good slider there from Burgos. The count at 0-1. Juan Burgos has had a great season as well for Modesto. As here comes the 0-1 from Burgos. It's inside, almost hits Baylor. And the count at 1-1. Burgos is his ninth game all out of the pen. No record. A 1.80 ERA. 10 innings pitched, 12 Ks. He's walked 5. He also has one save as well. Here's the pitch and a fly ball to right field. It goes foul. The count at 1-2. That save did come against these Grizzlies on May 18th. Pitched last year with Modesto. Appearing in 19 games, one start. A hard-throwing right-hander. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball back to Burgos, and that will be a double play. He will do it himself. It was actually a line drive caught by the pitcher, Burgos. Look what I found. He will literally waltz the ball back to first, tag the bag, and Ritter is out. A double play, and here comes Betancourt. That is just one of the most unfortunate double plays the Grizzlies could have had. Off the bat, Jamari Baylor, 85 miles per hour. Burgos playing his position. That's the second double play Baylor has hit into. As the first pitch to Betancourt's inside, the count at 1-0. As here comes the next pitch from Burgos. It's outside, the count at 2-0. That ball was hit very hard that Burgos did not have time to react. I thought initially the ball had hit the ground, but it was hit so hard it was just a line drive right back at the pitcher. Here comes the 2-0. It's outside. The count now at 3-0, and it's a one unassisted double play. Three balls, no strikes, as you hear the Nuts fans enjoying tonight's game, as here comes the 3-0. And that is a strike all the way. The count at 3-1, and Betancourt bowing out of the way. Lets that ball just come in. And the Grizzlies down to their last out here in Modesto for game one of this six-game series. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Burgos. And it's swung on and foul tipped, and the count now at 3-2. Betancourt over 2 with a walk. Grizzlies only 6 hits tonight. 2 from Kelly, 2 from Ritter, Cody Huff, and Gene Perez. Here comes the 3-2. And it is outside, ball 4, and Betancourt walks again. That is the third walk, second to Betancourt. And with two outs, here's Jesus Bouguereau. Betancourt has now walked five times over the past two games. Betancourt's eye getting better and better at the dish. So now here's Bouguereau. Here's the pitch, and Bouguereau, a slider, called a strike. The count at 0-1. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Burgos. And it swung on and missed a slider. The count at 0-2. That was disgusting from Burgos. So now the count at 0-2, and the Grizzlies down to their final strike. Trailing 7-2 to Modesto, who has really been in control since the third inning. Here comes the 0-2. And that is called strike three, and that will end the contest. The Nuts win 7-2 to open up this series. We'll be back right after this for the postgame. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FreshlyGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Our final score tonight, Modesto beats Fresno 7-2. The Grizzlies' two-game road streak comes to an end. Fresno still has won 9 of their last 13, but both Modesto and Fresno now at 34-30. Final lines of the game, Modesto, 7 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. They left 9 runners on. Fresno, 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 4 runners on base. The winning pitcher is Michael Morales. He's 4-2. The loss to Caleb Franzen, he is 2-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of 433 people here at John Thurman Field. Well, the Grizzlies got off on the right paw in the first inning, jumping ahead 1-0 on the Ryan Ritter RBI single. But then Modesto really took over after that, scoring 4 runs, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth. Colin Davis, an RBI double, and Tatum Levins, the RBI single, scoring Cole Young and then Davis. And then Colin Davis, a sac fly in the fourth inning, and then Gabriel Gonzalez, the RBI triple, made it 4-1 Modesto at that point. After a ground out by Andy Perez made it 4-2, Modesto scored 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth, putting the game away. Brett Rodriguez scored 2 on the RBI, 2 RBI single, and then Cole Young on the sac fly made it 7-2 Modesto. The Grizzlies, tough game overall. Caleb Franzen only worked 5 innings. He has had some really tough outings against Modesto this season. 1 out of the pen, now 1 as a starter. 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 2 walks, 1 K. Carlos Torres, though, bright spot. 2 scoreless innings out of the pen. Braxton Hyde allowed 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning. And Tyler Hoffman, a strikeout for the one batter he faced. On the other side, Michael Morales, 6 innings of 1 earned baseball. He allowed 2 runs overall. On 4 hits and 1 walk, he struck out 3. And then the bullpen after that lights out 3 innings of work. They struck out 4, only allowed a couple base runners after that. So Modesto wins the opener of this one despite 2 hits from Ryan Ritter, 2 hits from Parker Kelly, 2 walks to Bryant Betancourt. The Grizzlies will have to find a way tomorrow to get back and even this series up. Colin Davis, 3 hits leading Modesto. Tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch for Game 2 of this 6-game series. These two teams will wrap up the 6-game series on Sunday. They will also finish out the first half on Thursday night, so it should make for a great ending to the first half. The Grizzlies will give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, who makes his first road start of the season. A 1-1 record, a 7.45 ERA. Modesto gives the ball to the right-hander Marcelo Perez, who has been outstanding since joining the Nuts, 1-0 at 2.65 ERA. 7:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Pregame show will be about 6:50 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that one. Pacheco and Perez tomorrow here at John Thurman Field as your Grizzlies try to get back in the win column, both them and the Modesto Nuts at 34-30. Our final score, Modesto 7, Fresno 2. Fresno, 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 4 on. Modesto, 7 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on. The winning pitcher, Michael Morales, he's 4-2. The loss to Caleb Franzen, he is 2-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours, 15 minutes in front of 433 people. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.